One more song. One more song.
Oh shit, I forgot to do the...
Fired. Hey, everybody, welcome to Beavers After Dark. Tonight we are having a lovely... I wasn't ready. We have a lovely fireside chat here in Watertown at the Mancala Manor.
And live from Watertown, it's Beavers After Dark.
Kick it.
Just kidding.
Well, I tried.
Beavers After Dark episode.
Oh
good Lord. 57. Serious question. Mm-hmm. Do we start over?
No.
Okay.
Can we ask a question?
The audience... Oh, we haven't gotten to the fact there's an audience here. Oh, Chris Cat, can you tell us more about the fucking surroundings?
No.
All right, everybody. Beavers After Dark, episode 57. We are back in the Mancala Mansion.
Yeah, baby. It's good to be back.
And it's a live episode in front of a grandiose crowd of people. Small venue, big crowd.
Hey. Oh, my goodness.
I did not get a harumph from that guy.
No, it was lovely. What an opening. What a welcome we have here in Watertown Live Studios.
And Fat Michael, you're going to go ahead and tell us what's up this episode.
Now, we're going to take a smoke break.
Welcome to the Smoke Hour on KNTRY Radio Texas. You know my name. No need to know yours. Now, for this next tune, I want y'all to sit back, inhale, and go to that good place your mind likes to wander off to. And if you don't want to go, go find yourself a jukebox. Thank you.
Now, this here, my friends, we are celebrating on the holiest of holidays, 420, the Marijuana Massacre. And what we're doing here is we've changed it up from Tut's Alcohol Dungeon, which we usually find ourselves in, and we've up-leveled ourselves into the wonderful hands of Mary Jane. Now, a behind-the-scenes moment, we did just record the previous episode, and if you hadn't listened to that, we did a little game, and we all took some edibles, and so that's happening, but there's more. We also were in Tut's Alcohol Dungeon, but now some of us has taken more edibles, and some of us are drinking other things. Tut, what are you drinking, smoking?
I don't know. Fat Michael gave me something. It's, you know, it's raspberry lime... Achivia. You're drinking the same thing as me.
I am. Yeah. I love
you. Chris Cat, how are you doing?
Oh. So good.
So good.
Oh, my God. So
dear
good.
Dear listener,
so
we
good.
Thought Chris Cat... Chris Cat, could you explain what happened last episode?
Do I have to?
Well, I'd like to explain how we got to this point, where we are.
Okay. So,
yeah,
we
almost there. So
oh,
close.
Oh, so
keep going,
close.
Keep going.
So
we played a little game.
Yep, we played a little game.
And they were cute little baggies.
Oh, so cute! They were so cute and pink.
And inside of those baggies, there was.
Some different milligrams of of weed.
Yes, that's right.
Dear listener, I hope you're listening at 2X.
Oh, that, yeah. I hope so, too. I'd listen to me at 2X as well.
So we're having that break. We're having that delicious smoke break now. We're really feeling it. It's wonderful.
So good.
And I'm going to move us right along. Fat Michael, I was trying to search for our theme song for the next section where you have some things to say, but you're going to have to do it live.
Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa. Oops, my bad. Hush not, child. Mea culpas. So, mea culpa, I cried at the Bluey finale. I don't know if for people who are watching and parents.
Challenge.
What?
Why is this a mea culpa? Why are you sorry? Why be sad?
Well, because
why?
I did remind
why
myself.
Regret?
I reminded myself that they are cartoon dogs. They are cartoon dogs. They're not actual members of my family, even though I feel like they are. And when I was like, the fuck, they're actually moving out of this house. What the actual fuck? I was crying. And then when Chili fucking toppled over Bandit and they hugged on the lawn, I wept. I wept.
Let's take it to the audience. By the way, we have an audience tonight. This is a live episode. Cheers, our life.
Haven't seen it yet. It's fucking ruined. Appreciate it. Really glad to be here.
I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
I was trying to introduce the concept of the audience, and boy, did we hear.
Oh, man. Sorry, everybody.
So.
But it's been, okay, guys, it's been out for a week, like, and it was April vacation week. What the fuck were you doing?
Well, we have a
2-year-old. Okay.
Hold on. What was their excuse? Fat Michael, repeat for the crowd. What was their excuse?
They have a 2-year-old?
You think fucking 2-year-olds don't watch me? You fucking 2 years of the watch me? Got near the no mea. Let's. I think we should move on past.
Oh, mea to my culpas. Second mea culpa.
Or well, want... let's see if Chris Cat's got any mea culpas. Chris Cat, are you sorry for having picking the long straw?
I am.
How's the thing going?
It's great.
Do you have a story?
Oh yeah, I do. yes,
dear
I have
listener,
a dear,
Chris yeah. Cat. As we documented, unbeknownst to her, ingested 10 milligrams of marijuana 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
She thought it could have been 2.5, it could have been 10.
Turned out it was 10.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Great.
How so? But the last time you had 10 milligrams, I believe there was a story.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
Moving great. On. And no, and I want to tell it. Hit it, boys. Sorry, sir.
Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa.
Exactly. There you go. 2-1.
So it just turned out not good, I'm guessing. This is what happened.
Not
were
good.
You safe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
We have an audience.
Crowd.
We have a question in the
Chris
audience.
Chris, do we take this question?
Can we take this question?
Sure.
Okay.
Gotta do it loud.
Let's get that mobile microphone out there.
Yeah. Question for Chris Cat. Did you pass out in the chair last time you did 10 milligrams?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Right in the chair.
No, I did not
what
pass
chair?
Out. Okay.
Toilet chair?
Toilet chair.
The toilet chair. No.
Chair.
So
it's my favorite chair.
The first time that I did 10 milligrams, I was by surprise. So
I was by surprise.
Uh-oh. I guess this was too.
No,
kind of.
No. So I forgot. We had just gone, like, we had gotten to Colorado. We were with family on a ski trip and
fucking family in Colorado. You have to rub it in again. Mike should be here in the Commonwealth. God damn it. It hurts every time you bring it up.
Right?
Oh, you think he'll come on this episode?
Not. I mean,
not
this
anymore.
No. Hit it. No. So.
No. Fucked it up.
Great. Okay. Anyway, the first time I thought I was taking 5 milligrams. So I was like, oh, sure, cool. I'm going to try it. I'm just going to pop this
rip
quickly.
It and squip it.
Yes. I shut the case and was like walking away and going to get dinner. And Chris was like, you know, you just took, right? I was like, No, what do you mean? And he was like, no, you took like a full one of those, which is like 10 milligrams.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, well, I didn't mean to do that, but okay.
And then?
And then you sat in the chair and promptly fell asleep.
Fast forward.
We've got another question. Yes. We've got another question in the audience here. Let's swing that old microphone.
Go, he can wait. Go right. No. Oh.
You want the prompt from him.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. I don't know question. What this prompt is.
Question and or comment from the audience.
Okay. Here it comes now. Here it comes.
What was Big Mike doing at that time? That's Big Mike, not Fat Michael.
Big Mike.
Actually,
the OG.
I don't.
Giving you the 10 milligram gummy?
No. What was? Oh, was he checking his emails?
Yeah, he was. Big Mike was. He was checking his emails and he was asking Chris Kat that. What were you doing again?
Checking the email. Checking the email. Home Star Runner. Okay. Okay. I got one.
You got 25% of the audience.
25% of the crowd.
Oh, Chris Kat.
Yes.
What was Big Mike doing while you were tripping balls?
Yeah, he was just
checking the emails.
Checking his emails.
As you do.
I have no idea what's happening in this story.
Everyone was having more substance. No. Everyone was having a great time that night. No one else. Like, everyone was just having a very relaxed night after skiing. And then I just decided to get randomly so high.
There it is.
With the family, and so that's that.
We're still in the mea culpas.
And only in the first. Do we even want to do my second one? Do we all have this?
No.
Do we all have the same mea culpa?
You apologize for crying at Bluey, which is not a mea culpa, and then Chris Kat.
Well, now apologized. I need to apologize for spoiling Bluey.
That's a mea culpa.
Okay.
The next thing that Fat Michael wanted to mea culpa about, I don't even know if this is a mea culpa, but I'd love to hear you just say the words and then maybe move fast.
Okay, I can't stop giving myself diarrhea.
Oh,
I can't
man.
Stop.
Don't apologize for that.
No.
And yeah. No, we're done.
I know every night, if I eat after like 9 o'clock, it's going to be a rough day. And yet still, I will just fucking toast up 2 pieces of pizza a night and about 6 handfuls of peanut butter M&Ms. And then it's a diarrhea day every day, every goddamn day. I should know better. Anyways, that's a mea culpa.
Is it?
Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa.
I was hoping you'd keep going. Fat Michael put forth several songs, and I'm... What is this?
Okay, so this is Flower Garden from Super Mario 2 Yoshi's Island. And it seems just like a regular old Vigigame song, but then it goes, like, hard, and it slaps. Like, maybe this is the verse here, and then when it goes into what I'd call the bridge, it goes... fucking hard, so just groove along with this.
I'm in.
Check it out now. So good. This is such a good song on a 420, too, right? It just puts you in a fun ass space.
Audience members, raise your hand if you would like Fat Michael to stand up and dance right now. 100% of the audience wants Fat Michael stand up and dance.
Perfect time. Break it down now.
Yeah. Boom. There he goes. Chris Kat, what's he doing?
Robot.
Kinda. Yeah, that's it. No, the next thing. Tell him what to do next. Go.
Monkey.
Monkey?
Dear
this
listener,
goes hard at this
he
point.
Sat down. Oh. Barely 16 bars into dance.
What, was I going to dance for the audience for, like, the entire song?
Correct.
Jesus, a little flute solo?
You fuck. Yeah, halftime.
It goes so hard for fucking Yoshi's Island. It goes so fucking hard.
I would argue it goes exactly as hard as Yoshi requires.
Oh, man. This is a funky-ass Yoshi.
Fat Michael, about 96% of the time, you're like, here's a song we gotta listen to. And I'm like, I guess. And every so often, I'm genuinely just delighted.
Yeah. Oh, is this one of them?
You know it is.
Yeah!
Chris Kat, final words on this track?
Oh, it's lovely.
I'm going to kick it to you as frequently as I can because I'm looking at your body language. You're very much in a, I'm going to smile and dance and say few words.
Wait.
Dear listener, I'm adjusting the microphone to be as absolutely close to Chris Kat's face while she's
sleeping. I feel like I'm in a nursing home.
That's all right. And you're not even the old one.
Well, here's the deal. Chris Kat, I hope you have your material with you because...
No.
This is the new accidental intro to the mailbag.
Oh, I love this. This is perfect. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's time for the mailbag. Chris Kat. To whip it out, flip it out. It's time
oh
for the
God.
Mailbag, Chris Kat.
Oh, so
can she read?
Rip it out.
Can she read?
Can she rip it out? Chris Kat's gonna read the mailbag now. She likes to read it with a big fat cow going moo moo bitches, moo 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 bitches.
Oh my God.
Fat Michael.
Nah, I'm good. So.
So what was it? We had some mailbag.
We got a mailbag.
We got one mailbag.
We got
in
one
the past
mailbag.
4 months.
Oh, we got one. God. We got one. Hey, while she's pulling up that letter that we received in her mailbag, why don't you remind the listeners what our contacts are so they can message us maybe more if they're inspired by this here message?
Can we say tweet at us anymore?
Tweet at us. Tweet at us. No.
What do you post on an X now?
I don't. I gave that up. I don't do it anymore.
But you can find us on X. At BPERS after dark. That's B
P
PERS after dark.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. What? Oh, you can email
us. Do we have
us.
A Gmail? Or Apple iCloud. Mail? Oh, yeah.
Beepers after dark at iCloud.com. Please contact us with any questions, comments, or pornography.
Literally everyone who listens to this podcast has our cell phone numbers, so you can just text us.
text us.
And what's up, Takesh?
He has never texted me.
He hasn't? Do you follow him on Instagram, right?
I do.
Okay, what's up?
Takesh,
Tug.
Chris Kat, is there a mama?
Yeah.
Hold on, you want that killer intro again?
No, don't.
All right, just lay the groundwork
so
for
good.
It.
So good, oh my God.
What's the groundwork?
My favorite part was when he mooed.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
I think Chris Kat forgot that we just asked her to introduce it.
Here's the mail bag.
She's back.
Fat Michael never drank his peak vodka.
No. That's trash.
Well.
That was icky.
Look at that.
Oh
didn't
my
like
God.
That.
Look
oh
at that.
God.
It was bleh, bleh, poopy. Stinky. Didn't like it.
Oh, too funny.
So did it come in the physical mail?
Yeah.
What's it called? Skeuomorphisms. We're doing too much of those.
Skeuomorphisms?
What?
Yeah. There's no mail bag. It's electronic.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
This isn't a notebook.
Get him.
This isn't a pencil.
Go in on him, Tut. Teach those motherfuckers.
Dear listener, I just held up an iPad and an Apple Pencil. Chris Kat. Mailbag?
Yeah.
Dear listener.
Dear listener.
If you could see what I see.
Can you see what I see? A cat.
Get the mic. Cat. Get close to the mic.
No.
Let everyone hear what's
this,
happening.
No. We are not being fair to Chris Kat.
No.
What do you mean?
This
we've asked him 47
one,
times.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs I have to read.
You don't have to. You can shit all over it, and you are the master of your...
Should we have a member of our...
I think we should
audio.
Pick somebody to read this.
Oh, but Dan.
DB?
Butts.
I have a hard time reading. I have great talk tracks, not reading.
Could you just make sure you're up on the mic?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have one member of our small but sizable audience coming to the front now to read our mailbag item. Butts
from
is his name.
Bobo. Hello, bad cast. Maybe it's B-A-D cast. I don't know. Your fans have missed you. Not so much Chris Cat, but more so Nick and Mike. And not really even Nick, but mostly Mike. The show should be more centered around Mike. And honestly, you'd probably get a lot more viewers if you drop Chris Cat altogether.
Podcasts don't have viewers.
Nick is okay, but he's like a less funny, more autistic version of Robert Williams. Robin Williams. I'm sorry, not Robert Williams, the former Celtic center. Robin Williams, the genie behind Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mork from Ork.
And Mindy. But I'm not here to talk about special needs Nick or Cringe Cat's failure at a podcaster. I'm here to discuss a leaked document that was brought to my attention. This document is an outline of Chris Cat's wedding, which includes music, food, theme, and a guest list. I'm glad the document was leaked to me first before other reputable news sites got a hold of it, such as TMZ, Breitbart, The Daily Wire, and Turtle Boy. The document starts by painting a picture of the overall theme of the wedding, which describes it as Hollywood theme. They're asking guests to dress as their favorite celebrities in lieu of gifts, make a donation to the Free Palestine Down with Israel charity. Food will be catered by Papa John's, and music will be Kanye West's Spotify playlist set to shuffle. The guest list includes family and friends, but there also appears to be a large number of celebrities who've been invited, including Kanye West, Mel Gibson, Nick Cannon, Charlie Sheen, Kevin Spacey, Woody Allen, and Bill Robert Cosby. The venue has not yet been determined, but it's rumored to be in a Walmart. I will update you when more information becomes available, and we'll have a full write-up of the wedding as I will be in attendance. See you all soon. Officer Bobo.
Wow. Chris Cat? Thoughts?
Wow. Oh, the production quality. I mean, amazing storytelling. Officer Bobo.
It was riveting, I found it.
Yeah, I'm going to go jump off the into the Charles River right now.
What a delight.
By the way, this is The Door. I'm biting my tongue right now, so I don't say anything bad.
Uh-oh, Officer Bobo, look out.
Yeah.
The door's about to slam in your face, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
I'm taking back the night.
All right, take it back.
What? You get what? Chris Cat, go. Come on. The door is being like some weird, stupid gentleman. Come on. Wear the pants. Go after him. Tell Bobo.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh,
nope, the door wants to say. Jesus, come on. I'm being the gentleman because I know she'll yell at me if I'm not the gentleman.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh, Chris Cat, true or false?
It's a French Le door. Classy.
He's just trying
and
to
transparent.
Be... yes. He's trying to be a... He's
being a stand-up gentleman.
Yeah.
What did Bobo say? He's an idiot. Well, hold on. Where's the... What did he
say? An idiot?
Yes, he's an idiot.
I thought the opening was quite articulate. One of the best mails we've received, maybe, in the history of the podcast. Stunning. Beautiful. Thoughtful,
brutally
poetic.
Catered by Papa John's. That's nice.
No, the earlier part. We were saying how great he liked some of the hosts.
Yeah. I don't think we're doing well, you guys.
No?
No.
Come on.
Maybe we should... Let's... get into a positive state of mind. Oh, look how smooth I'm being. Nope. Nope. And let's talk about things that we are happy about and like. What do you like after dark? I'm going to like this shot that I was just assigned for taking so long to play the intro to What Do You Like After Dark?
Oh, perfect. Well, a few things I like.
And this shot, let me tell you, is Jameson Stout Edition.
Weird.
It used to be cask mates.
And oh, they changed you, it?
It's, well, yeah, because they made it a thing. It's tough to come by. Mm. But 25% of our audience left at the same time.
Yeah.
To go attend to something, and that crowd of people were the ones that brought this to me, but I can't give them proper props because they're not here right now. So I'll give that later. That's what I like after dark, Fat Michael.
Well, I really like the new Beyonce album, but like I can't give any like review of it better than Matt and Bowen did on Las Culturistas, which again, Chris Kat, thank you for introducing me to Las Culturistas. It's the greatest gift anyone's ever given me.
And what was their, what'd they say?
Two thumbs up. Like really, really huge. For me, my favorite track is Yaya. And maybe we'll hear it a little bit later. So the Beyonce album. Also, I've upgraded all of my underpants to Bombas underpants. Guys, they don't just make socks. Try the underpants. They're fucking great. Okay, my next thing is about... Wait, do you have more to say about Bombas underpants?
What's different about the underpants than the socks? I assume different material, because I'm wearing the socks.
Five seconds, go. Okay, you know how on the socks they have the honeycombs that like hug your foot in the right spot where you want it hugged, but you didn't know you want your foot hugged there? Same thing with the underpants.
I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Kat?
Interesting.
Did Chris Kat, is there anything you like after dark?
Oh, no.
Okay, I feel like we're probably just going to go ahead and not like things anymore. Except for, perhaps, Fat Michael will explain whatever the hell this song is.
Oh, this is my favorite track off the new Beyonce album.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I really like this song. But I think I can't wait for the remixes more. Like, this is going to remix so fucking hard.
Who's? Because I'm a clever girl. We snapping. Pretty place. Is this... What was all the to-do about this being a country album?
I mean, it was a country album.
I listened to the whole thing, and it's eclectic in a good way.
Yeah, but I think it's got a lot of country, like...
Have you listened to a country album?
No. Garth Brooks. I liked Garth Brooks.
This wouldn't even be on a Garth Brooks. Oh, it just kicked in.
Yeah, I don't give a shit if this would be on a Garth Brooks record. This fucking goes, baby.
Not a country album.
Like, this... Imagine the Yoshis on Yoshi's Island listening to this shit.
The fuck with this?
That sounds like a country thing.
Well, that's a little... Roots remain from walking.
Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton, half the summer concerts at Fenway Park.
He apparently he did not want to perform, and then his wife talked him into it.
Really?
I think we're losing our audience.
Oh.
Chris Kat.
Get him back.
We gotta talk during the songs, or Spotify will try to take him down.
Is that what it is?
Did I tell you about this?
No.
We got a notice of removal. And I had to say, no, this is a commentary show.
Yes.
So we can't stop and just enjoy the music. We have to talk.
Yeah.
The whole time?
Some of the time.
Okay.
Okay.
It just feels disrespectful.
Oh, this song is way too long.
Yeah, it's a long song. We can kill it.
Okay. That was an accident.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who knows the music? I mean, Beyonce, sure. But, like, Tut, if he decides it's too long, it's too long. We don't need to listen to Beyonce.
Hey, Fat Michael, do the intro to Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Marry, fuck, kill. Who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be? What? Marry, fuck, kill. Who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be? What?
Would you like to put the first or the third Marry, Fuck, Kill to the audience?
To the audience? I think I'm gonna go the third because I picked them very specific. It was a lot of choices you could pick from, and those ones I picked very specifically.
Okay, let's do them rapid fire. Go. The first one I put in, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Chris Kat. She needs a minute. Fat Michael.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck the Holy Spirit. I'm gonna marry the Father and ironically, kill the Son.
Ooh. Father. So the Son is Jesus.
Yeah, right.
Chris Kat just bonked in the twice.
I think it's the right choice. I think, I mean, who does anyone want to counter?
Do you think, like, Holy Spirit fucking you is going to be otherworldly?
Well, maybe. And it's like, that's going to be the weirdest one. Like, of all of them, that's going to be the weirdest one.
Sure. Okay, I'm with you. Chris Kat?
Just as a reminder, it's Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
The Son is kind of the only corporeal one. I think, I mean, there's a world where I'd fuck him just for the raw doggedness of it.
Oh, sure.
Chris Kat?
wait, Father, Son, Holy Spirit?
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Do you need a genuflect to remember?
Nope.
I learned that word.
That's a good word, Nick. That's a good word. I'm proud of you.
It's not a great word.
It's a good word.
As a word goes, it's fine. But it's
a good word. Yeah.
The world could do without it.
I don't know.
The Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Okay. Yeah, Holy Spirit.
That's what you're going to F?
No, hold on. Oh. Thinking it through. Holy Spirit. Fuck.
Yeah, I guess whatever.
Whatever.
You're fucking the Holy Spirit.
We all are.
Yeah.
And then
killing the Son.
Yes, it's the right answer.
The Father.
The Father has all the magic. Like, he can do
this to
all
your mother.
He made all that shit happen.
How does she feel?
I don't know. Marge?
I think it's the right answer.
Wow.
Yeah. And you agreed, right?
That was a tough one. I'll go along to get along. Dumbledore, right. Hagrid, Snape.
Okay.
Dumbledore, Hagrid.
Yeah. From the Harry Potter books.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
You've read slash seen?
Yes. Mary Dumbledore.
Okay.
Because I feel like he's powerful and like he'd leave his money to me.
Right. He's got like good robe money.
Yeah, right.
He got them good robes.
He's like 100 in the books. He's been saving up.
And then what are the other two?
Hagrid and Snape.
Wait, Hagrid. Oh, we have to kill Snape, and then wait, no, that means it's a terrible situation. Mm-hmm. I don't want any of these people.
Well, that's why the game is fun.
Okay, Fat Michael.
Yeah, I'm fucking Snape. It's been on wax that I am sexually attracted to Slytherins. Like, Slytherins are the sexiest house, no doubt in my mind. So, Snape can get down, I'm sure. And then I think I'm going to have to... It's tempting to marry Hagrid because he would definitely be able to, like, get shit done. And he seems like a sweet guy. But, like, ultimately, you gotta respect Dumbledore's power and the ability that he has to change your life. So I'm marrying Dumbledore, and sadly, I'm offing Hagrid, probably with that axe that was used to decapitate Buckbeak.
Oh.
Wrong!
Oh.
You kill Dumbledore because then you get the Elder Wand for besting him.
Oh, shit.
Now you're all powerful, and you get to live with Hagrid, who you're gonna marry, and he's gonna take care of you because he's a very loving person. And you can fuck around on him, and he won't even leave you because you know that's the kind of guy he is. And you and
wow,
you
that's
fuck
a
Snape
part of your
he's an emo little bitch, and he wants it. He wants it.
Oh. Okay.
So everybody was wrong. I was right. Moving on. So we're going to kick it over to the audience. You know, some of our audience is just kind of partying right now and dancing.
Dancing. So having so fun.
Do you want to come back to specifically that one for our audience?
That's okay.
Maybe we'll be able to select an audience member when they come back from the crowd. But you know, Groundhog Day, President's Day, and St. Patrick's Day.
I had an alternate bench choice of Greek Easter.
Which one would that replace?
Probably St. Patrick's Day.
That's the lamest ever. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to override Groundhog Day, President's Day, St. Patrick's Day. Chris Kat?
Groundhog Day, Okay, kill President's Day.
Yep.
Very quick on that.
Yeah.
Fucking
And then the other two. What were the other two? St. Patrick's Day. Fuck, obviously.
Whoa.
And what was the other one?
Marrying Groundhog's Day.
Oh, 1,000%. Wow. Right choice. Okay.
Every day is the same.
Yeah.
Pretty much like marriage. Get used to
it. We live stream the Punxsutawney Phil like celebrations every Groundhog's Day. Like on our TV. We wake up early and watch it. It's so fun.
They get into it.
They do get into it.
So you're gonna fuck that or marry that?
I'm probably going to marry Groundhog's Day because I think they're a lot of fun and they sort of like get what they're doing and they like to do fun activities. And so like I'm in on Groundhog's Day for marriage.
So you're same time on that.
And then President's Day I'm gonna kill, and then yeah, you're gonna fuck St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day fucks. It's kind of a sloppy drunken fuck, but what other kind of fuck is there?
I don't know.
You don't want to know. All right, we're going to pick one lucky member from the crowd to debate Chris Kat the next MFK.
Oh.
They get to choose first. Chris Kat gets to approve or deny. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You, ma'am, over there. Let's bring you up to the front. And no, Fat Michael, you have to moderate.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You don't have to move, ma'am.
So the the guest gets to go. Hello, madam.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. So the lovely creatures you get to select to marry, fuck, or kill are dinosaurs. It's T-Rex, the pterodactyl, or the brachiosaurus. The choices once again are the T stands for Tyrannosaurus Rex, the pterodactyl spelled with a P, and the brachiosaurus, not the same dinosaur, but we called them a brontosaurus when I was growing up. Okay. The brachiosaurus has a little bump on its head, I think. But the brontosaurus did. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to say long neck on the brachiosaurus, if that matters.
Can I go in any order?
Yeah, you can go in any order.
You fuck the pterodactyl like an eagle falling out of the sky.
Whoa!
You murder the Tyrannosaurus Rex because they're murdering everybody else.
Sure.
And you marry the brachiobrontosaur because they are vegetarian and they're going to live longer.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Wow. Wow.
There's
Chris
no.
Kat?
Oh, I mean, wow. There's there's no other option. That is perfect answer. 1,000%
women
agree.
Women.
Hell yeah.
Fat Michael, if you had to generate an MFK for this other lucky audience member that I just chose out of the audience,
mm-hmm.
what would it be to debate you?
Oh, to debate me? I think, I mean, we've got one more on the notes.
Oh, go for it.
Is that what we're saying? So the marry, fuck, kill here is Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving. So it is once again here. And marry, fuck, kill. And oh, hello, sir.
Yeah, how are ya?
Okay. And it is the selections are Christmas, Halloween, or Thanksgiving.
Fuck, marry, kill. Christmas, Halloween, and Thanksgiving.
This one, you know, when I put it down, I thought it was gonna be a hard one. But I think now that I'm actually putting just a little bit of thought into it, it's very clear.
I would definitely have. Does it matter the order?
No, it doesn't matter the order.
Definitely.
What is everyone thinking?
Fuck Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Wow. Shocking.
Is that not what you thought? Or that is what you thought?
Okay. Okay. No, go on. Go on.
Put your dick in it. literally.
I got you. I've done it.
Kill. What's your Christmas and what?
Halloween.
I'd kill Halloween.
Oh, my God.
Shocker.
Shocker.
It's like you knew what I was going to say.
And then you're going to marry Christmas?
That sweet, sweet pine.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. So here's where we agree. You marry Christmas. Like, Christmas is the marrying holiday. Like, mm-hmm. But
boo.
But fucking Thanksgiving over Halloween is literally insane.
Define that.
Halloween is like most Halloween costumes for adults are just like
fucking
pornography outfits. It's crazy.
So you would...
There's nothing sexy about Thanksgiving. Nothing sexy at all.
Well, you could... I told you, stuff the turkey.
That's you disturbing.
You would fuck Halloween?
In a minute. And lest we forget the previous episode about the butt pumpkin. It's sexy everywhere. You look.
Was I here for that?
No, you weren't here for that.
This is my first episode ever.
Well, welcome. We're happy to have you.
Good to be here.
All right. And that's Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Yeah.
What was
the theme song again?
Marry, Fuck, Kill. Who's it gonna be now? Marry, Fuck, Kill. Look out, it's behind you. Marry, Fuck, Kill. Coming up the back door. Marry, Fuck, Kill. Uh-oh, it happened. Was that it?
Yeah. What is this?
All right, so this is Victoria Monet, not Janelle Monet. Victoria Monet. And it's called On My Mama. It's just a sexy song. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I had heard this song.
Mama.
Mama. Mama. I think we deserve it right. No, I love this.
It's good, right?
Yeah, I love it.
I reserve the right to cut this anytime because Fat Michael's suggested 14 more songs.
Not 14.
I feel like we can wrap it up.
How do you feel that, Chris Cat? Describe what's going on in your heart, your soul, and your brain. This just got...
It got really good.
Yeah.
The fucking just started.
It's going, man. Why do you ever fucking question me, dog? I bring the heat every time.
Have I ever questioned you?
Nah.
I'm trying to keep it tight.
Yeah, we gotta wrap this up.
All right.
No. The more Chris Cat says she wants to wrap it up, the more I want her to keep talking about
something. No, I
want
to wrap it up.
What? Wrap what up?
And at the end of the song, yeah, listen to the song and then...
We got two more songs.
Wrap it up.
Wait, what were the five words that Chris Kat said earlier when you said say more than four words? I'm ready to go now or something?
It was exactly four words. I had to point that on. She was like,
now.
Whatever that was, that should be title of that.
That's Chris Kat's job.
All right. Well,
do you remember tomorrow, Chris Kat?
No.
Yeah, what's the title of this episode?
Mama. Good.
I have never criticized, except for when you brought the barbershop songs, which I loved.
Yeah.
You way oversold them. They were exactly fine.
Was it the Disney ones?
Yeah. But this is really going to energize our listeners. I'm like,
That was a miss. That was a miss.
This one might get people. There's naked listeners right now.
Oh, for sure. I know. I could name at least three people who've disrobed during this song who are listening to this.
I do have one song I'm going to play.
Oh,
dear God.
Mama. I like those trumpets.
Me too.
They're so, like, strong. Ooh, get them, trumpets.
Yeah. Chris Kat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So compared to your... That was a mistake. Compared to your 10 milligram experience last time...
About the same.
She's hanging. No, you're hanging. You're in it.
Well, I think
you're good. She's good.
I did some, and I feel like I'm capable of making words out of my mouth.
She's killing it. Don't.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. How do you feel about this?
If it's the last song, I feel great about it.
This sounds spooky.
We got 14 more songs. I this might not be it.
Okay, because this is very spooky. I don't like this at all. Ooh, I don't like it. It's giving me the willies. Stop it, Tud. Stop it.
This is where we die.
Oh my! Why is it tick-tocking too? I don't. Is this it? Is this what you wanted to play?
Ooh, this, no, this, I can't.
This also sounds spooky.
I gotta go into recently played. When did I play this?
Sounds like
shit?
More like pirate spooky though. Like zombie pirate or skeleton pirates coming up from underneath the deck. They were just sleeping in their bunks and now they're ready to sword fight. Oh no, the skeleton pirates are back! They're climbing up the ropes.
Dear sweet listener, at this point in the evening, the technical difficulties overcame us nearly as much as the THC effects. So here come a few awkward edits and then the end of the episode, and that's just the way it is.
And I love you so much. I'm so here for you. We're in this together. We're doing it.
I'm fucked up several times.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna call this entire episode a failure.
Oh no! Even the skeleton pirate part?
Especially the skeleton pirate part.
I don't think so. I think that was a hit.
That was pretty good. Oh, well, it's pretty good. Leave it in.
The people loved it.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Folks, I'm not even going to begin to tell you about the technical failures that have occurred. We lost 75% of our audience walked out on us.
Yeah.
Okay?
And the pizza's all gone, even.
They took the pizza. They left the crowd. We had crowd involvement, and they were like, no, thank you.
Listen,
I'm done.
Bye-bye.
Peace, we out.
And they said they were going to leave, but not with words, with body language.
With body language.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Maybe we just go out this way.
You're not alone.
Yep, yep.
You think Beep's scared of me? It's after dark, I see you enough upon your phone. It's a bad cast. It's a bad cast.
Happy 420. Right. Happy 420.
I'm chugging this THC soda.
Good. Get it, baby. Get it. I gotta say, MVP of this episode is our own Chris Cat. Holding it down. Showing up strong.
Oh my God.
Hanging into the... Look, we made it to the end credits. You did it.
We did
Welcomed
it.
Welcomed us into her
did
house.
It.
Took a lot of THC
yep
to the mouth.
Yep.
Last words, Chris Cat.
We did it.
But did we?
Butthole.